Anybody who looks at the state flag of California notices the bear and the word California spelled out there, and at that point, attention may wander away. But there is another word on the flag. It actually says California Republic, a nod to history. But California is just one of the 50 states, albeit the one with the most people and the largest economy. And those are among the reasons a group called Yes California says should lead people to seriously consider pulling California out of the Union and making it an independent country. Louis J. Marinelli is the lead organizer for Yes California. He's also an assembly candidate for District 80 in San Diego County. Louis, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for having me on the show.
So you take us back to the birth of California as a state and the materials for Yes California. What do you take issue with that happened back then?
Well, you know, when California came to become a state in a very unique way, states, if you're aware of it, had a chance to at least vote on the issue, and California never did have a chance to have a referendum on independence. And so we take issue with that, but we also take issue with the fact that California was actually used as a bargaining chip in the fight over slavery. And so when the South and the North were arguing over slave states and free states, California was admitted as a free state in exchange for Southern support. In exchange for Northern support, they passed the Fugitive Slave Act, which allowed the which required, I guess, the Northern states to return escaped slaves to the South. So we take issue with both the way that California became a state exchange for the Fugitive Slave Act, and also the fact that we never had a chance to vote on it.
You say in the literature for Yes California that we were an independent country, we could achieve so much more here at home and around the world and save all the money that is being stolen from us by American politicians more than 2,000 miles away and who don't share our California values. What do you mean by money being stolen?
Yeah, sure. So on average, we are losing about $50 billion a year to the Washington government in a tax imbalance, which means that on average, at least in my whole life, since about 1987, I was born in 1986, California's lost about $50 billion a year in taxes to the Washington government, and that's the difference between the amount of taxes we pay versus the amount of federal funding we receive.
All right, so California is a donor state, pays more in taxes than it gets in services as opposed to other states. In fact, you single out Mississippi for a fair amount of your criticism as the example of a debtor state that gets a lot more than it puts in.
Well, yeah, Mississippi is one prime example because of a recent event that happened there we noticed. But generally, our taxes here, the money that we're losing here, does go to fund the states of the old Confederacy, which is what we're talking about when we say, they don't share our values. California is definitely not a Confederate state. But, you know, Mississippi, last year, their Senate and their government there, they passed a bill to reduce their taxes there by, I think it was $550 million. And so on the one hand, they're reducing their taxes $550 million for their people, but on the other hand, they're receiving $2 or $3 in funding for every dollar they pay in federal taxes. Those are our taxes, so they're receiving our taxes. They are being subsidized by California workers, but they're cutting their own taxes. So
money aside, Louis, what are some of the ways in which you see Washington holding California back?
Well, certainly, there's a lot of issues when it comes to the resources here. I don't know if you're aware, your listeners are aware, but if you take a map of federal land versus state land, California is the only state in the country where the entire coastline is federal property. And so we are completely encircled by federal property here in California.
Well, I wouldn't say the entire coastline. I mean, there's been a lot of arguments in places like Santa Monica about the fact that people can own down to the beach, which is a difference from Oregon, for example.
Oh, no, I'm speaking about the actual water. The water side.
Okay.
So the entire water from the Mexican border to the Oregon border, and it exactly ends the Oregon border, is a federal property. It's federal owned. And besides that, about 46-47% of the state is under federal property. And so a lot of that property are the mountains or our resources are. And so we take issue with that because, you know what, that's supposed to be California property. It's supposed to be our land and resources, but it's really under federal control and federal management. And there's a problem there. I don't know if you're aware with the water. I mean, people are always talking about water in California, but the Sierra Nevada mountains are federal property. They mismanaged this land. They mismanaged the water there. And so as a result, we have less water in California.
Louis Marinelli is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He is an organizer for Yes California, which considers the idea of taking California away from the United States as an independent country. He's also a candidate for the state assembly in District 80 in San Diego County. What do you think? Should California be an independent country? Should it split into smaller states? What do you think is the best fate for California? 800-838-3760 to join the conversation by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. When you think about, though, turning California into a country, there are lots of things that it would have to do that it does not do now, like provide national defense and immigration, and there's a whole list of things that the federal government is responsible for that California would have to take on.
Yeah, certainly. Are you speaking to me right now?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Okay, I wasn't sure if you were just speaking to the general public there. Yeah, certainly. So one of the things that we're excited about doing, in fact, is because we don't feel that Californians in their hearts are very militaristic or imperialistic people like the United States is. The United States is spending over $600 billion a year on its defense. It's the only country in the world to do that. We feel that we could spend here in California on our own national defense about the average, which is $17 billion a year. The average country in the world spends about $17 billion a year on defense. We could do that with that excess $50 billion a year that we lose. And then we still have $33 billion more on top of that. And with that money, we intend to do things like universal health care for everybody, intend to go back to universal college education for everybody, and do all those other infrastructural needs that we need to do as a country that we aren't doing now, but we will, of course, like you said, need to do. So we certainly believe we have the money to do it. We certainly don't want to waste all of our money on a military defense system that we don't need. We certainly don't want to be militaristic or attack other countries like the United States does. And so that's really what this campaign is about.
Let's take a call. We have Steve in Eugene, Oregon on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Louis Marinelli from Yes, California.
Eddie, as I recall, back in the 1800s, there were like 13 states that had the same idea, and it didn't work out well for them. What makes you think that the government's going to let you get away with such a harebrained idea?
All right. I think we get where you're coming from on this one, Steve. Thank you. Louis?
Sure. Okay. Well, I appreciate the question, and I actually really do, because we're taking a completely different approach as to how we're going to achieve our goal here. The southern states, I was referring to the Civil War. The southern states there, they did so. They seceded from the Union unilaterally. Supreme Court actually ruled in Texas versus White in 1868 that states can leave the Union. They can do so legally if they have the consent of the states. And so we intend to pursue that route. We intend to seek the consent of the states. And if anybody ever goes on Google or Twitter or Facebook and they see what people are talking about California, see that California is not a very, let's say, respected state. In fact, in 2012, I believe it was 2012, there was a poll done by the Public Policy Institute, and they basically asked American citizens what are their opinions of the states, and they ranked them from 1 to 50, and California was number 50, the least liked state in the union. So we definitely think that we will be able to get the consent of the states. We are going to do this legally and peacefully, and so we're not going to cause a civil war.
All right, so clearly a sales job not just to California, but to the country at large. You want to start with California, though. So let's delve into some of the individual proposals you have out there, Mr. Marinelli. How would California, for example, improve its schools as an independent country?
Well, yeah. So improving our schools is a really important thing. So this all goes down to the money issue. And so if we're going to have $50 billion more in our budget every year, without raising any taxes, mind you, then we're going to be able to provide the funding to the schools that we need to provide. And we won't have to argue about, how much money we're spending on schools, because we're going to be able to fully fund schools in California. And we're going to be able to put a particular focus on some of those schools. I know there's a huge gap between, schools in one zip code versus schools in another zip code. We're going to be able to lift all the schools up, and we're going to be able to provide children in California with the best education that they could have. And that's what they really deserve, and that's what we really want to be able to do. But we can't if we're actually funding schools in Mississippi, like we talked about earlier. So we want to be able to have the funds here in California that are our taxes go to our schools or go to our hospitals, go to our roads, go to our bridges, not roads and bridges and hospitals and schools in Mississippi or Louisiana.
So is this effectively a tax-neutral move? Would the tax burden stay about the same on the citizens of California, just all stay within California?
Initially, yes. However, we do believe that over time, we will be able to phase out or eliminate the current state income tax. What we want to do is divert all of the taxes that are being paid to Washington, divert them to Sacramento, so it will be tax neutral in the beginning. And then over time, we will be able to eliminate the current state income tax. But we will, after that, still be able to fully fund education, fully fund our military defense system. We'll be able to fully fund our health care. We'll be able to save money for the future, pay down the debt, and, like I said, eliminate the state income tax. So it sounds like it's everything that everybody wants, and all we have to do for it, I guess all we have to do for
all
it
we have to do,
is
yeah.
declare our independence from the United States. It's like the trump card, I guess you could say, that fixes so many problems here in California.
Louis Marinelli is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's an organizer for Yes California. We're talking about the idea of taking California independent as its own separate country. He's also an assembly candidate in District 80 in San Diego County. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with your thoughts about California going through the world as an independent country as opposed to one of the 50 states. 800-838-3760 for your phone calls. Your emails go to jx@jeffnet.org. Louis, one of the issues that crops up a lot in the state of California right now wouldn't necessarily change overnight. How would the country of California deal with housing prices and homelessness?
Okay, great. Yeah, so definitely, for those of you out there who go to yescalifornia.org, and download the 165-page book we've put together, a report, I guess, this explaining how we want to do this. And what we want to do as an independent country is actually the third pillar of this book. So there's three pillars. Why we want to do this, first of all, the full story, how we're going to do it, and the third one is what we're going to do as an independent country. What is it going to mean for the people of California? And so one of those big things is addressing the affordability of California and of homelessness. And so we want to divert a lot of that money that we're going to save, that extra $50 billion a year, to helping the homeless get off the streets, get back on their feet. We want to create a robust public works program where people who are unemployed or living on the street will have an opportunity to do community acts, improve our communities, and receive some kind of a temporary, I guess, stipend for that. So we want to be able to help get people off the streets if they want to. We also want to be able to improve mental health care, so people can receive the health care that they need. And we also want to do things where we can reduce the cost of living in California. For example, in Florida, I know for a fact that they have car registration every 2 years. But here in California, we do that every year. So I don't think that we need to do that here every year in California. Hopefully we can take a look at these fees and these things that we pay for every year. We can get rid of them so that people with low incomes don't have to pay these extra fees all the time. So we're hoping that we'll be able to eliminate a lot of fees and taxes for the people of California.
The program you were talking about to put homeless people to work, it sounds sort of like a Civilian Conservation Corps or Job Corps kind of thing. Is that about what you're talking about?
Yeah, basically, we want people to, if they want a job and they're homeless, we want to be able to give them the resources they need to get back up on their feet. But in exchange for that, maybe they can help us take care of our community, do something in the community to help improve the community, and we can give them a stipend so they can have some living expenses so that they can have an apartment. We can even maybe provide some affordable housing for them to live in a temporary basis so that they can have a place to live and some money to live on so that they're just down the street. I mean, if you're on the street, you don't have any money or a place to live. How are you going to go on a job interview? How are you going to look for a job? We want to be able to make sure that these people, these Californians on the street there, they have a chance to at least have the ability to go to a job interview. And so that way they can maybe get back up on their feet. And we want to help them along the way. We have to take care of those who need us the most.
Let's take another call. We have Nicole in Ashland on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Louis Marinelli from Yes, California.
Hello. It seems like a very idealistic concept, which I would normally go for because I tend to be idealistic. But on the other hand, look what's become of Europe, trying to be more like the United States of Europe. And I'm just wondering, trying to create an individual country out of California might have as many snags as trying to make Europe into a United States of Europe. So that's my comment.
All right. Thank you, Nicole. Appreciate that. Thoughts from that, Louis?
So as I understand, she is concerned that if California becomes its own country, we're going to make North America like Europe, where there's multiple countries here?
I think it's more of an opposite direction kind of thing, where Europe tried to pull its parts together. Here you're talking about taking California the other direction, but
Okay, yeah, sure. Well, you know what? The drive for independence is a global one. The people in Scotland in 2014 had a referendum on independence. That's actually the country that we're modeling our campaign after. Yes, Scotland is the inspiration for Yes, California. And there is also a drive for independence in Catalonia, in Spain. There are other independence movements around the world. And so we believe that in Europe, they are kind of coming together as the European Union, but there are still peoples there that have their own desire to have their own borders, their own national recognition, their own country. We Californians are a different people than the Americans. If you look at the population distribution of North America, the American population of what you would call your typical U.S. citizen, most of them, I think about 90% of them, live east of Texas, east of the I-35 corridor going north and south between Texas and Minnesota. And then you have 1,000 miles of mountain desert with a couple cities here and there, you know, Denver, Albuquerque, Phoenix. But then you have a major population on the West Coast, California. And that's the Californian population. That's us, whether you're in the north of California or you're here in the south in San Diego. And so we see ourselves, Californians, as a different population, a different nation. And in fact, last year, Jerry Brown said, California is a separate nation. And we totally subscribe to that. We believe that as a separate nation, Californians deserve our own national recognition.
So you are a candidate for the state assembly, District 80, which is currently held by Lorena Gonzalez in San Diego. Why run for the state assembly of a state that you don't want to be a state anymore?
Well, that's a good question. We're still going to have this infrastructure in California of a legislature. It's going to become a federal or a national level legislature, but we're still going to have this infrastructure of representation. And in fact, that's one of the exciting things, because we want to qualify a new political party called the California National Party. And people can join that by going to registertovote.ca.gov and choosing California National Party. But the purpose of that is so that we can go to Sacramento and change things and overhaul the legislature. Don't want to have a two-party system like the Americans have, and they argue about everything and they don't get anything done. I mean, I'm proud of California for one reason, is because we at least get some things done in Sacramento. Like, I can turn on the news and see Sacramento did something today, even if I agree or disagree with it. Something got done. I don't remember the last time Washington accomplished something. I mean, you could go back to the Affordable Care Act, and if you like it or not, and they quote-unquote accomplished that. But that was questionable, the way in which that was accomplished. So I don't see the Washington government as really functioning and doing anything for the country. There's gridlock there, but we can do better here in California. And so one of the things that we want to do is actually overhaul the legislature to institute a program of proportional representation. We at Yes California support third parties. We believe that there should be third party viability. And we want there to be what's called a national vote. I guess it would still be statewide vote until we become our nation. In my mindset, California is already its nation, so we talk like that here at Yes California. But proportional vote, statewide proportional vote, which means everybody in California on election day would cast a vote for a political party preference. And that political party would then receive a proportional allocation of seats in the assembly. So if you're a member of the, let's say, for example, the Green Party, and everyone in the Green Party in California votes on election day, for the Green Party. And let's say a cumulative vote is 5% or 10% of the vote. Let's say 10% of the vote to make it simple. That means that the Green Party would receive 8 seats in the Assembly. And if you're a Republican and the Republican vote across the state gets, I don't know, 20% of the vote, then the Republican Party would receive 16 seats in the Assembly. So we want to make sure that everybody in California can vote. And we want to give people a reason to vote, because if you're a Democrat or Republican, you have a reason to vote.
Right.
Really, most Assembly districts, they're very heavily favored one side or the other side. I think the number is 50. 50 of our legislative assembly districts are heavily favoring the Democratic or Republican parties by 15 or more points.
Okay, Lewis, let me jump in here, because I want to get a call in before we run out of time.
Yeah,
Jenny in Mount Shasta, welcome to the exchange with Lewis Marinelli from Yes California.
Okay, hi. I just wanted to point out that other states are also mobilizing, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Utah, around the federal land ownership issue, and that this could be a great opportunity for Yes California, start really joining forces with who's doing it. You know, legislatures are doing it, county commissions are doing it, county sheriffs are doing it.
Lots of secession talk. I appreciate the call, Jenny. So about 30 seconds there. Can you sum things up, Lewis?
Yeah, certainly. I think it validates the fact that we have a problem here in California. The western states as a whole are majority owned by the federal government. We're willing to work with some of these other states, but we don't necessarily want to work directly with them, because we are pursuing independence, and a lot of the other states are not in a position to do so.
All right, so we're talking about potentially a separate California as a separate country. That is the aim of Yes California. Lewis J. Marinelli is the organizer for that and an assembly candidate at the same time. Lewis, thanks so much for joining us today on The Exchange.
Thanks, Jeff, for having me. It's a pleasure to speak.